Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Charles Neal, and we're here to bring you the Neal Clinic Spine Line. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to guarantee that you'll learn something worthwhile. This morning, we're going to be talking about some health problems and some solutions. Some of them are going to be chiropractic, and some will not be, because an educated patient chooses the right doctor and spends less time wandering through the healthcare maze. And guys, it is easy to get lost in that maze. Chiropractic is a specialty in healthcare that isn't for every problem. But if you have a chiropractic issue, no one else is going to be able to solve your problem. So we do this show to talk about when you should start looking for a specialist to help you out of that maze. If you have a question this morning, send us a text, 437-1620. If you stump the doctors, we'll do some research and we'll talk a little bit more about your issue next week. Dr. Neal, what's on your list to talk about this morning?
Good morning, Dr. McMillan. We have to finish up with headaches today. We have had headaches as part of the last two shows, but there's so much to talk about in the headache world. And I always want to start with the killer headache. And I don't mean the really bad headache. I mean the emergency room headache. If you or a family member have a sudden severe headache, don't wait. This is call 911. This is go directly to the emergency room. They'll sneak up. I mean, it's not if somebody really has a serious injury, you would expect some of this, but sometimes a minor fall breaks a blood vessel and you get a bleed on the brain. And that can be treated 100% if they find it right away. Or you may have a weak vessel that has started to hemorrhage in the brain. And this is the more dangerous type of stroke because it's bleeding, it's killing brain tissue. But again, a lot better in result if they catch it early. So if somebody ever says to you, all of a sudden, worst headache ever, yeah, just do it. Just call 911. You can save somebody's life doing that. That being said, some people do have really severe headaches that can be helped or eliminated if you can figure out the source. And we talked last show about a migraine headache patient who I treated some years ago. She was having two migraine headaches a week. And she said she came to me in consultation, I'm about to get fired from my job because I am missing so much work. Well, she's a great example about knowing your options to treat your headaches, because migraine headaches are generally thought of as vascular headaches. So, you know, why see a chiropractor? Well, new news. Research on migraines shows us that's partly right. Migraines are neurovascular. In other words, they are caused by nerve irritation that also causes dilation of the blood vessels in the scalp and the head. And so migraines begin with nerves being aggravated, and that triggers the vascular component that creates a headache. So are toxic headaches, by the way. I've never personally had this experience, but I've heard stories that if you drink too much alcohol and you get a really bad hangover, then you'll have a really bad headache. Well, that's a vascular dilation from toxins. Now, chiropractic can't help a hangover headache. But going back to the research on migraines, because they have a nerve component, if we can do something to reduce the nerve irritation triggers, we can reduce the frequency and the severity of your headaches. So my patient who had two migraine headaches every week turned out to have a lot of neck problems as well. As we cleared up her neck problems, we stopped the irritations that were triggering her headaches. Guess what? Headaches diminished a lot. She didn't miss so much work, and she didn't get fired.
And at the Neil Clinic, the headache patients that we treat much more often have typically been diagnosed with tension headaches or sinus headaches. And just like Dr. Neil was saying about the migraine headaches, the tension headaches and sinus headaches, they have triggers that usually aren't related to tension or sinuses. When you have an unusually stressful day, obviously you're going to have a little more tension and some more muscle tightness. The issue is this: how stable, or more likely unstable, is your spine and especially your neck, so that when there's some extra tension there, it doesn't trigger a bad headache? You know, does your body have a little extra capacity to handle those tougher days? You know, if you're not a runner, having to run a mile might have you collapsing and out of breath. Whereas if you are a runner, your first mile is typically just going to be a warm-up. So that's my question for you. How strong and how stable is your neck? If you have weakness or some degeneration there, it's a lot more likely that you will get tension headaches. And chiropractic care and physical therapy often help those headaches quite a bit.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's not a clear cut. This causes that, causes that, causes that. It's so very often neck problems that are behind. Well, let's talk about sinus headaches. I have treated hundreds of patients with, quote, sinus headaches, who got a whole lot better with chiropractic care, because just like the migraine headaches not being strictly vascular, sinus headaches are usually not just sinus problems. I'll take it further. I will say that sinus headaches are almost never just a sinus problem, because it's pretty common for a headache to cause your sinuses to drain. So the headache is certainly affecting your sinuses, but it's more that than it is your sinuses creating your headache. So like the tension headaches Dr. McMillan was talking about, if you have structural problems and sinus problems, you're more likely to get headaches. And you're likely to blame it on the sinuses, but I've seen it 100 times. We worked on the structural problems in a patient's neck and shoulder areas, and lo and behold, sinus headaches went away. So that's enough. We've hammered on headaches. The takeaway, though, the to sum it all up in one sentence, find the trigger to your sinus headaches or your tension headaches or your migraine headaches, because you fix the triggers, you got no more headaches. I mean, a firecracker that doesn't have a fuse is not so dangerous.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've noticed one more strange thing about headache patients, or patients that have a lot of headaches. I've seen this so often, and I'm sure you have too, Dr. Neil. Those patients don't even typically mention their headaches in the initial consultation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they didn't even think that headaches was a chiropractic problem. They come in and we talk about neck pain and shoulder pain or some arm pain. And then I ask about, you know, are you having any headaches? Do you have any history of headaches? Since they're often connected. And those patients, they tell me, yeah, but those are migraines, or, you know, just the occasional sinus headache once a week. Or sometimes they'll say it's, you know, from my TMJ or their jaw. And I've done some research, and turns out your head is connected to your neck. And so are those headaches. You know, I help a ton of patients with their headaches. Bring that problem to your chiropractor before you ask your family doctor about headaches, because it's rarely a medical problem. And guess what? If I think yours is one of those medical style headaches, I'm going to refer you to the right specialist. I've got one other thought about headaches before we move on. And most people don't know this. If you've been taking a lot of over-the-counter medications when you get headaches, and then you stop taking those medications, it can cause what's called a rebound headache. Tylenol is typically the worst for causing these withdrawal headaches. It's like if you've been drinking more coffee to help control your headaches and you suddenly stop coffee, that will give you a withdrawal headache as well. So when we've corrected the problem in your spine and in your neck, you need to just slowly taper off those medications. Don't just stop all at once.
All right. One other headache on questions before we call this three-show worth discussion complete here. Dr. McMillan, what about the patient who had an accident and has a headache?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big one. You're right. We left out the strain headache. Muscles in your neck, they mostly attach to the lower edges of your skull, so the occiput, or in the back or bottom of the temporal bones on the sides. And if you strain those muscles, guess what that triggers? A neck strain headache. And keep in mind, that doesn't always have to come from an auto accident. It can happen if you overwork or overexercise your neck muscles. And it's not one of those things that it happens immediately. You usually don't feel a neck strain headache right away. The strained neck muscles, they're going to pull on the base of the skull all night. They won't relax, so the headache usually starts early in the morning, and it'll get worse until about noontime, then it'll slowly fade out through the rest of the day. So if you have those headaches after an accident, you have strained your neck, and you need a chiropractor. If you get those headaches after exercise or carrying something heavy, then you have a structural neck problem that needs to be corrected to help stabilize your neck so it doesn't stress the surrounding muscles. Neck strain headaches are bad headaches, and I love to help those patients get rid of them. So if you've had an accident and you get a headache, then you want to find a chiropractor because you have some neck injury that will probably cause problems later on. Call the Neal Clinic, tell them you've had an accident so they know to get you right in, because there's that crazy Florida 14-day auto law that we talk about.
The crazy Florida auto law. Love it. All right. What? Enough about headaches. I want to back up also one step to last week. We were talking about osteoporosis, and I want to give a formal apology. I owe family medical doctors an apology. I have to give credit where it's due, because I was talking on the last show that the medical world is so focused on giving out meds for osteoporosis. You need to take this pill. You need to. And this week, my wife's primary MD proved me wrong. My wife had her DEXA scan that she gets every few years, and they wrote to tell her the results that she had mild osteopenia, which is like the beginning indicators of what could eventually become osteoporosis. They said she had mild osteopenia and she should begin weight-bearing exercise. They said in the letter, swimming doesn't count. It has to be weight-bearing exercise to rebuild your bone. So kudos to her MD. They got it, okay? They, instead of saying, here's some medication that we're going to prescribe to you for earlier signs of osteoporosis, they said, go exercise and do it properly, weight bearing. And I mean, that's right on. Bones are rebuilt and strengthened exactly like muscles are through exercise. Your body is made of cells that are always dying off and being replaced, and your body replaces those cells with better and stronger cells if you're exercising, because it's been stimulated to do that, or your body replaces those with wimpy, weaker cells if you're not. Muscles and bones, same thing. Use it or lose it. I mean, it's true with your brain also, by the way. Use it or lose it.
That's right. So osteoporosis just solely by itself isn't a chiropractic condition. There are medical specialists who do nothing but treat osteoporotic patients, but it is of interest to your chiropractor because it can lead to serious spinal compression fractures. One of the reasons that Dr. Neal limited his 37 years of practice to Activator Methods Chiropractic is that it allowed him to treat those patients with osteoporosis when a chiropractor doing strictly manual adjustments can't treat them.
Yeah, actually, in my years of practice, I got referrals from other chiropractors in town who said, had somebody come in, and I was going to say had a lady come in, because usually osteoporosis affects women, but that is not That is not across the board, guys. You can also have it. But they said had a patient come in, you know, severe osteoporosis, maybe a compression fracture or two in the spine. This patient is not a candidate for manual chiropractic adjusting, which most chiropractors do, but sent them to me because they knew that I focused my practice in my years on the activator methods treatment, and Dr. McMillan continues in that specialty of practice for the same reasons. I mean, A, it works, but also it allows him to treat the patients that have the more severe osteoporosis, even to the extent of treating patients who have had compression fractures in the spine because of osteoporosis. Those are painful, guys. I am here to tell you. So get on the computer and go to activator.com, and you can do a search for doctors who are currently certified in activator methods chiropractic. Now, I am retired, so I am off the list, but you will find Dr. Ben McMillan there. He's certified. He is able to treat patients with osteoporosis or patients even severe spinal degeneration. That's next week. We don't have even time to begin that discussion.
So
this
that's
week.
That's a long one.
Yeah. Well, degeneration. That's another one of those things that is just. So many people do not understand the source. So many people do not understand how it got there, why it got there, why it's next week, I promise, we will go with that one. But anyway, Dr. McMillan is certified in activator methods work. You can call the clinic, ask for a consultation. He will check you out. He will give you a chiropractic opinion. And it's a good place to start because they can get you in usually within one day, 2 days at the most. Call the clinic, 479-SPINE, and tell them you want to have a consultation. It's your starting place for figuring out what your problem is, because understanding the triggers, understanding the basis of it, that's all important.
That's step one, and that's what the whole process is. We get you in there. I'll talk to you about your problem. We'll spend some time together so I can fully understand everything that's going on. And if you're not a chiropractic case, I'll send you where you need to go. That's why we talk about this healthcare maze. It can be confusing. And I've had so many patients come in and say they've gone from doctor to doctor, from specialist, and had this test run, and they're just tired of it. They don't know where to go or where to turn to try and get some relief.
And it gets expensive wandering through the maze.
That's the financial aspect does come up quite frequently as well. And the chiropractic adjustment is, again, it's a good ingredient in the recipe, but there's a lot more to it. And I spend a lot of time educating our patients about everything they can and should be doing to have a good end result from this recipe. We also use physical therapies and our class 4 laser, and I'll recommend some therapeutic massage for some patients that could really benefit from getting some of those muscles to kind of calm down and relax. And that'll help you hold that alignment pattern that we're doing those adjustments in your spine. I know a lot of Dr. Neal's patients, we do a lot of ice around our clinic. I can always tell the patients that have been good patients of Dr. Neal's for years, because they come in, they say, I hurt my back. And my first question is, okay, you hurt it yesterday. Did you put any? Oh, yeah, I put some ice on that back. And it has so many benefits. I mean, Dr. Neal, you still have got ice packs in the freezer at home, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? We've got a family supply. When you go traveling, I tend to shed ice packs. You know, when we go to visit family, it's like, you don't have an ice pack in your freezer anymore. Oh, well, I gave it to a friend. That's okay. I brought two. I'll leave one of mine behind. I just sort of like it. It's like the dog walking through the house shedding hair. When we go visit people, we end up shedding ice packs because because it's so important. I mean, caveman logic here. Heat bad, ice good. Okay, that's you want it in four words. If you have a chronic stiff achy joint, I'll use arthritis in the hands as an example. It's not something that hit you this week. It's not something that hit you this morning. It's not something because, you know, I did an insane amount of yard work and strained my hands or my wrist or whatever. It's just that chronic achy joint. Go ahead and use some heat on that. I'm okay with it. In the physical therapy world, they sometimes use the liquid wax, where you dip your hands in liquid wax and take it out and let it gradually harden. And that's just sort of a nice moist heat on the hands. And of course, because you're in a fluid like that, it gets all around the joints and it's good. But inflammation, by definition, pain is inflammatory. And if you have something that has been injured, it is unusually inflamed. And if it's inflamed, as in inflames, as in too hot, don't add heat to that recipe, because like Dr. McMillan was saying, that you're messing things up here. You want to ice it. You want to cool down those flames. And that's why at the Neal Clinic, they do the physical therapies. They do the laser therapy. If you hear about someone doing laser therapy, ask them one simple question. Is it a class 4? Because class 4 laser therapy is a completely different animal. If you want to put out a fire, would you rather do it with a squirt gun or with a fire hose? The class 4 laser is the fire hose.
We get great results with that thing. Our patients love that laser. I've got my work cut out for me with winter coming up soon, with getting everybody's ice packs out. You know, when it's 40 degrees, grabbing the ice pack is not the first thing you're going to want to
do. Ice, though.
We have a couple tips and tricks for that. One of the big ones I'll mention is the patients that come in and say, I've tried heat, it's not working. I tell them, get that ice pack out. Use that heating pad and put it on your lap, hold it against your chest, anything that you can do to stay warm, grab an extra blanket, and then put that ice on your back or your neck, wherever it needs to be. That's a big one, especially coming up with a little bit of cooler temperatures.
Yeah, get under the electric blanket on an ice pack.
Yep, that's a big one. I woke up this morning, and shortly after I woke up, I had a friend of mine message me a picture of his car, said, this happened last night. I was thankful he didn't wake me up in the middle of the night. He said, please advise. I said, get on some ice as soon as you can. Come in and see me. He said he's got to get a rental car. I said, okay, I'll be back after the show. And, we'll get you in as soon as possible. But until then, use those ice packs. I guarantee you he's going to come in and tell me, I was really stiff, really sore all night last night, but I got that ice pack out. I'm feeling a little better this morning. And so that's, I mean, again, that's what I'm telling my friends, my family to do. It's the best thing for you. Get on about 15 minutes on, 45 minutes off. It will help.
If it's real inflamed, go ahead and do 20 minutes. But beyond that, there's actually a rebound effect of over-icing. The body says, this is getting a little too cold, and starts throwing extra blood and inflammatory fluids back into the area. So 15 to 20 minutes on ice is perfect per hour. But you know what? It's not, you can do it as many hours of the day as you want to, based on, you know, how inflamed are you. So 15, 20 minutes, take it off. Next hour, 15, 20 minutes, keep on using it.
And if you're one of those people that if you think 15 or 20 minutes is good, an hour's got to be great, I'm sure they've heard of a little condition called frostbite. That's where you're actually freezing your body tissues. And that's why we recommend only 15 or 20 minutes.
I've seen it. Yeah. I have had patients come in and I pull up their shirt and go, what the heck happened here? Well, I fell asleep on my ice pack. I think maybe I said, yeah, you gave yourself a mild case of frostbite. It'll get better. We don't have to cut off your back or anything, but don't overdo it.
Ruthie's giving me the sign that it's time to wrap up for this morning. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. We are with the Neal Clinic. We're located on Creighton Road across the street from Walmart. Our phone number is 479-SPINE. Give us a call. Come in and have a consultation.